Anda bersama SBS Bahasa Indonesia. Dapatkan lebih banyak lagi cerita bagus di sbs.com.au/indonesia.
Fiona McDonald bekerja sebagai seorang mekanik sepeda motor, karir yang awalnya tidak ia rencanakan.
I actually didn't get a career advice about entering a trade. I fell into it by quite unusual circumstances. Someone asked me if I knew anybody looking for an apprenticeship and I just took up the opportunity. But I think that if I had been given career advice on trades when I was a lot younger, it would have been something I did straight after high school, not something I did later in life. And that would have given me more opportunity to earn more money while I'm younger, because apprenticeship you earn while you learn. And I perhaps would have been able to get an earlier start in life, like buying my own house a lot earlier than I did.
Managing Director Tradeswoman Australia mengatakan bahwa ia sangat terkejut mendengar pengumuman pra-anggaran tentang magang tersebut. Dan ia berharap lebih banyak wanita diberi insentif untuk memasuki industri perdagangan.
This is absolutely incredible news and a great opportunity for us to increase women's participation in trade, which is currently sitting at less than 2%, and it's been that figure for more than 25 years now.
Mulai Senin 5 Oktober kemarin, peserta pelatihan dan peserta magang yang mengikuti pelatihan pada tanggal 1 Juli akan mendapatkan setengah dari gaji mereka disubsidi oleh pembayar pajak selama 12 bulan hingga 30 September 2021. Menteri Ketenagakerjaan Michelia Cash mengatakan, skema subsidi gaji sebesar 1,2 miliar akan membuka 100 ribu pekerjaan dan akan ditawarkan ke semua industri di seluruh negeri.
This is also so important as we see so many young people will soon leave school at the end of this year and enter the labour market. And so for any of them who are thinking, I'd like to undertake an apprenticeship or a traineeship. What today's announcement does is give businesses out there of any size, small, medium or large, the confidence to take on that additional Australian apprentice or trainee.
Asosiasi Nasional Magang Australia dan Kamar Dagang dan Industri Australia menyambut baik inisiatif tersebut dengan mengatakan bahwa itu akan membantu kaum muda yang mencari pekerjaan penuh waktu pertama mereka selama pandemi. Namun Kepala Eksekutif Grup Industri Australia, Ines Willocks mengatakan, perlu ada lebih banyak dukungan bagi bisnis untuk menciptakan pekerjaan berkelanjutan jangka panjang dengan menggunakan pekerjaan, pendidikan, dan pelatihan. Pada bulan Maret, pemerintah federal mengumumkan anggaran sebesar 1,3 miliar dolar untuk pengaturan magang yang ada. Anggaran tersebut telah menyisihkan 500 juta dolar untuk tahun 2020 dan 2021 untuk paket job trainer, guna membantu peserta muda mempelajari keterampilan melalui kursus singkat. Kontribusi pendanaan diharapkan diimbangi dengan kontribusi dari pemerintah negara bagian dan teritori. Jesse Ahern dari CTR Pacific Commercial Bricklaying mengatakan banyak bisnis di industri konstruksi dalam situasi yang mendesak.
When you sort of are considering whether or not to take on an apprentice, it really is a 3 to 4 year commitment, and you want to make sure that you can afford to pay for that apprentice, because at first they're fresh on the job, they don't know what they're doing, they have sort of lower productivity and that sort of thing. So it really is a commitment from the employer. To cover the costs of having an apprentice. So where you've got a subsidy to help cover those costs, it's exactly the sort of policy that we really support.
Sementara tingkat pengangguran secara keseluruhan turun menjadi 6,8% pada bulan Agustus lalu. Tingkat pengangguran bagi mereka yang berusia 15 hingga 24 tahun mendekati 20%. Juru bicara perbendaharaan Partai Labour, Jim Chalmers mengatakan, ia khawatir dengan kurangnya dukungan jangka panjang bagi pekerja yang lebih muda.
This announcement won't make up for the 140,000 fewer apprenticeships and traineeships in the system since the government came to office. This is a government that promised 300,000 new apprenticeships and instead have delivered 140,000 fewer apprenticeships. What we need to ensure here is that young people in particular, but apprentices and trainees and workers more broadly, are invested in, not just to get them through this difficult period, but so that there's a vision for training so that young people aren't sacrificed to this recession, so that we don't have a lost generation of workers, and so people can grab the opportunities of the recovery and benefit from technological and economic change, not just be its victims.
Mr. Chalmers mengatakan, ia juga prihatin akan penarikan kembali subsidi gaji JobKeeper. Dari minggu lalu, pembayaran 2 mingguan sebesar $1,500 telah dipotong menjadi $1,200 untuk pekerja penuh waktu, dan setengahnya untuk pekerja paruh waktu. Bendahara Josh Frydenberg mengatakan, perkiraan anggaran akan mengasumsikan vaksin virus corona akan dikembangkan pada tahun depan. Australia akan memperkirakan rekor defisit sekitar $200 miliar. Sementara Australia mengalami resesi pertama dalam 29 tahun setelah mencatat penurunan sebesar 7% pada produk domestik bruto kuartal bulan Juni. Mr. Frydenberg mengatakan kepada SBS News, pemerintah federal sedang mempertimbangkan sejumlah cara untuk membangkitkan aktivitas ekonomi, termasuk kebijakan imigrasi.
We've already announced initiatives to go and identify talent from around the world and provide an opportunity for them to run a business, to start a business here in Australia. We'll continue to look for innovative ways to attract the best and brightest to Australia, as well as having our humanitarian programs and our family reunion programs. And immigration has been a great source of Australia's strength. I'm a product of it, you're a product of it, and long may that continue.
Namun ia mengatakan bahwa pemerintah berkomitmen untuk mengedepankan tahap 2 dan 3 dari kebijakan pemotongan pajak bagi mereka yang berpenghasilan lebih tinggi. Proposal tahap ketiga tersebut yang akan dimulai pada Juli 2024 akan mengurangi tarif pajak bagi mereka yang berpenghasilan antara $45,000 dan $200,000 menjadi 30% per dolar tersebut. Institut Australia telah merilis penelitian baru yang menunjukkan bahwa antara 7 dan 12 kali lipat lebih banyak pekerjaan akan tercipta dengan investasi ke sektor perawatan kesehatan dan pendidikan dibandingkan dengan memajukan pemotongan pajak penghasilan. Ekonom senior institut tersebut, Matt Granoff, mengatakan hingga 162 ribu pekerjaan dapat diciptakan.
The reason that tax cuts are such poor stimulus is because they saved. And we also know from ABS data that the savings rates have climbed to near record highs. They haven't been this high since the mid-70s. They're worried that they're going to lose their job. They're trying to pay down debt. They're trying to build up a nest egg. Stimulus saved is stimulus wasted. So a lot of the stimulus going in tax cuts will be wasted. The best way to create jobs is through investment in employment-intensive industries, not through tax cuts that mostly go to high-income earners.
Secara terpisah, Menteri Kesehatan Federal Greg Hunt mengatakan anggaran federal pada Selasa malam juga akan mencakup pilihan pengobatan bersubsidi untuk warga Australia dengan kanker hati, miopia, dan penyakit Parkinson. Ini akan dicapai melalui perubahan daftar pada skema pharmaceutical.
Sukai, berbagi, komentar. Ikuti SBS Program Bahasa Indonesia di Facebook.